Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the miracle seed. And I want you to begin to know that there's a shifting and that there is a moving that is happening in this hour. And yea, even in this season. Prepare, because you're about to see a shifting and a moving. You're about to see Father God do some unusual things in your life that is going to bless you. Oh, I see increase all around thee. Increase, increase. God is also going to do something around loans or mortgages or taxes or insurances as well. I can tell you that God says increase. A loved one is about to come into a season of a blessing and a season of an awesome breakthrough. I can tell you that God's going to give you favor with those who are in power. I can also tell you that the Lord says your communication skills are quite powerful now. So begin to decree and declare the word decree and declare, decree and declare the word. Decree and declare the word, and so shall it be. For I give thee power in this season. Oh, I heard God says he's going to usher in new professional opportunities as well. You're going to land something. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be promoted. Oh, increase, increase, abundance. God said, I'm bringing abundance. I'm going to increase your energy as well as your drive. Oh, get thyself ready for the move of the Spirit. Now, I want you to begin to circle October the 8th. Because on October the 8th, expect sudden and unexpected emotional issues related to perhaps around the home to show up, but don't let it disturb thee. Circle the 23rd of October as well, because I see new opportunities that's going to surface with friends and your wishes and your dreams. As you're moving about in this season, the Spirit says that which has been delayed is about to move forward. You're going to find that for the next 3 months that you're going to have great access to the realm of the Spirit. You'll also begin to see that around the 24th of this month is going to usher in some new career or professional opportunities for thee. And it seems like the Spirit is going to usher in maybe a new responsibility, a new job, or perhaps even a raise in elevation, because I see increase around thee. The Lord says, get thyself ready, because you're stepping into your time of a powerhouse. You're stepping into a time of spiritual anointing, spiritual depths in me that shall cause you to prosper, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
Blessings, beloved. I hear the word of the Lord saying for this continuation of September. I just hear Father God saying, this is the month of personal transformation. I hear Father God saying, you're going to really begin to put your best foot forward. And Father God says, you're going to be recognized by influential individuals. I hear Father God saying, this is the season when you're going to really have a great month to really jumpstart things concerning career and even connections with authority figures, anyone in a position to help you get an idea off the ground. I hear Father God saying this is a very powerful season for valuable connections. And I'm even hearing Father God saying teammates. So Father God said this is the season as you begin to move forward to speak and be heard. Father God says new compassion in your communications and in your conversations. And I hear Father God saying even healing concerning communications with friends and family members. I even hear Father God saying, this is the season to write it down and make it plain. Father God says, it's a good time to even write some letters. I don't know if you're writing the book yet. I hear Father God saying, write the book and make it plain, because I hear Father God saying, your voice is going to be heard through your writings. Now, Father God says, you have been in the season of the test before the blessing. Just be encouraged and confident and know that you're coming out. Father God says, be mindful not to wear your feelings on your sleeve in this season. For I hear Father God say, this is a season to meditate and pray and be aware of your feelings. Also, I hear Father God saying this is the season to begin to be very considerate of the feelings of others. Father God says this is the season to qualify those who you call friend. And I hear Father God saying this is also the season of balance and harmony in this season. I hear Father God saying this is the season to plan long-term, not short-term. Father God says plan the long-range programs and ideas, get them out there. I just hear Father God saying you're going to be pulling together programs. And I hear Father God saying new ideas, right ideas. I hear Father God say, be honest with yourself. Be honest about your goals. Be honest about your plans. Be honest about your priorities. And stay focused and don't bite any distractions. Father God says, be considerate of others' ideas and others' views and be mindful not to impose your perception upon others. Father God says, this is the season to refuse mediocrity. Father God says, this is the season where you're going to begin to move forward. I hear Father God saying, this is the season where delay does not mean denial. I hear Father God saying, you'll have the ability to begin to work through some things socially. And I hear Father God saying, don't take anything personally in this season. Stay part of the team. Hey, Labo Shata. Stay part of the team. And Father God says, this is the season where things are going to come together right on time. And that is the word of the Lord. Ashata Labo Shata. Ashata Labo Kum, the Rebbe of Soto. And I just further hear Father God saying, you'll be able to work through any disappointment or disagreements in this season. For Father God says, you'll be able to work through without even taking these things personally. For Father God says, greater is he that is in you. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Tracy. Sister Tracy, I hear the word of the Lord saying for you to worry not. God says for you to continue to getting his word, meditate before him. God says there's a turnaround that's coming. And I'm hearing God say that you shall truly have a testimony. So God says for you to go forward, continue to do those things that he has planted on the inside of you. So God says that you're going to prosper, because I'm hearing entrepreneurship, I'm hearing property and land, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Tracy. And God is bringing a financial increase into your direction. And people are going to begin to give unto thee, it's even into thy bosom, because God says you've been faithful over small things, and he's going to bless you in much. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Tracy. I hear Father God saying vacation. For Father God says this is the season to begin to plan the vacation. Father God says take some time for yourself. I hear God saying meditation. I also hear Father God saying this is the season to plan the retreat. Father God says the retreat. For Father God says, just even if it's a weekend getaway, I hear Father God saying retreat, meditation, and I hear Father God saying this is the season where it's clearing your schedule concerning some things, plan and organize for yourself, says the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Tracy. Thank you for the miracle seed of faith. I can tell you, Sister Tracy, that the Lord says you're going to step into a season of new wisdom. You're going to step into a season where you're going to be able to make some real decisions. You're going to step into a season, woman of God, that you'll be able to make right decisions during the next 60 and the next 90 days. You're going to see success, and you're going to experience it, and you're going to know that it is the Lord that has done this thing in the areas of work. You're going to begin to find, woman of God, that you're also going to begin to see success as you stay in my word. For this is a season of blessings. Also, something possibly surrounding real estate, I see, is getting ready to bless you. As you move in faith, you're going to see that your faith shall reward thee. For this is a season of the unexpected, so be prepared. Because God said, I crown thee in this season. I crown thee as I'm with thee. I crown thee as I am covering thee. I want you to know, woman of God, that the Lord says as you're moving about in this season, that you're going to come into a season of new opportunities as well as new friends. As you prepare yourself, Sister Tracy, to move forward into the month of October, the Lord says, do not allow thoughts or negative thoughts to have their place in thee. I do feel that the Lord says, don't fall into emotional turmoil. I can tell you, woman of God, that it's going to be a time of understanding and patience must be on your part. For the Lord says, career-wise, you're going to see changes in the workplace. It's going to become evident, but you got to use wisdom in your words and your attitudes and your actions. Know that use a soft approach is going to be easier rather than using a demanding approach. And I feel the opportunity is going to be strongest after the 14th, but know the cooperation is going to be the key in the month of October. The Lord says, don't let anything upset you. Keep your temper under control. Stay level-headed. Saith the Spirit of the Most High. Thank you for your seed, woman of God. Peace and many, many blessings.